there. You are listening to the Girl Talk podcast brought to you by our friends at Fox Toyota of East Tennessee. My name is Carol.
And I'm Kelly.
I'm Trisha.
And we're so glad that you are here today. Who are you listening to? No, not right now. We know you're listening to us. But who are you listening to? What is your primary source for truth? Now, before you answer that too quickly, I know if you grew up in church or if you spent any time in church, you know, you're going to say the Lord.
Jesus.
Or the Bible, you know. But is that really who you're listening to right now? I think we've reached a point in our culture where there are so many voices and we've given so many people a platform that everybody is selling some flavor, not to go back to an old analogy, gummy bears. And so we lose our way and we kind of get off course and we begin listening to other voices. Now, I'm not saying it's not right to listen to other people who are giving wisdom, but your ultimate source of truth is what we're talking about here today.
You know, I think I read something the other day that was talking about this echo chamber that we live in, that because of the algorithms of social media, because of the algorithms of Google and news sources, that we are feeding our mind with things that we want to feed our minds with. So, for instance, you live in one area of the world, Google's going to restrict what your search engine results are based on where you live and what kinds of other things you search for. So you begin to feed your own algorithms with your own echo chamber and hear what you want to hear on a regular basis. So if you start putting into those kinds of things, things that you don't want to hear, that you shouldn't hear, you're going to hear more of those things that you shouldn't hear because of the nature of algorithms with all of those things.
And so, shouldn't that science right there be enough to convince us all that we need to like stop the madness?
Yes.
And though, although it's not, there are some very well-meaning people, even believers that I see on social media who are feeding that frenzy, maybe unknowingly, I don't know. But I think you're right. Everybody has a platform. You know, back in 85, I had no clue what political party you were even a part of. I had no clue who you voted for president. I had no clue if you got the flu shot or not.
Right.
Not one.
Right.
And it didn't bother me a bit.
Right. And now you know way too much.
Fine to not know.
Right.
Right.
But now everybody has one of these in front of them, a microphone and a platform to say whatever they want to and to base it up with or to back it up with facts or partial facts or complete lies, you know. And so, and when that person becomes a person of influence, they then turn to their circle and say, okay, here's what you should believe and how you should view this. And it just is, it's crazy town.
It's our realities are skewed.
That's right.
By these things. And that's so interesting. Yeah, you made me think about the fact that, you know, one time I clicked on an article about Kate Middleton from England because I liked what she was wearing. And now I have all these ads or all these articles about Kate Middleton and whatnot and different things with the royal family. Yeah. Or if you mention the word bra, you're going to get bra ads. All those kind of crazy things that happen.
Yeah.
But it makes you think that everybody's thinking about this. This is the only thing to think about. But it's not true.
Right.
Our realities get skewed. And if you listen to this particular news program, this is the reality that you're going to hear, where there's a whole bunch of other people who think that this is a different, this is the only true reality.
Mm-hmm.
It's very confusing. There is no plumb line. There is no direct north. There is no anchor other than what God says.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's what we have to go back to. If we listen to anybody else, even if, you know, here's the thing. I've been convicted lately by, instead of reading my Bible, listening to someone else talking about them reading their Bible.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of going to God's word myself, I'm listening to this person's interpretation of it. There's a place for that.
Sure.
There is a place to listen to sermons, messages, interpretations, thoughts. But it can't be the only thing I listen to. I have to also read the Bible for myself so I know what my truth is and my relationship with God.
So I will say this, and I've said this before on this podcast. I think one of the disservices we do to each other as believers in the discipleship process is that we become too dependent on people to tell us what God's word says. And case in point, mm-hmm. when I came to work at this ministry almost 20 years now ago, I was reading probably devotionals. Mm-hmm. I will go as far mm-hmm. as to say I was reading and getting stuff from devotionals. Devotionals are great. But as far as, and nobody ever told me not to to study God's word, so I don't know where this perception came from. But I remember going to, very clearly, going to see Ann Graham Lotz at the Charlotte, one of the arenas down there.
Yeah.
In Charlotte, and she's standing and teaching you how to study God's word. And I honestly, I can remember the seat I was sitting mm-hmm. in. I remember looking at her on stage and thinking, so what you're saying is God can speak to me?
Mm. That's powerful.
It's a difference. A yep. huge, powerful difference. Yep. Right.
Like, yeah. Like, really? God would speak to me?
Yeah. Oh, you know? So beautiful.
I know. It was, and it was life changing. Yeah. If you have, you know, and there's no shame here. I want you to hear that. Nothing wrong with reading devotionals.
Right.
I still
right.
read devotionals on the regular.
Me too.
But I will say that weekend, it was Ann Graham Lotz and Jill Briscoe. And Jill Briscoe taught a thing about prayer, and she stood up and said, we're going to pray for an hour. And I'm like, maybe you are, bye. And she led us through that prayer time. I mean, it went by like that, y'all. It seemed like. And I was like, so for me, that experience was so transformative because it flipped every lie that I believed in my head about God and my relationship on its head. Number one, you have to say flowery words and have an impressive prayer in order to speak to God. You know, where I got that,
myth
I don't
number
know.
One.
Mm-hmm. But number two, that you can't study God's word for yourself because you'll get it wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Someone else needs to
now,
do it for
are you.
Are
there people who have gotten it wrong? Absolutely. True. But if you pray and ask the Holy Spirit to guide you in your study, He will meet you there every time. And I'm not kidding. And there have been very specific times in my life where Jesus has kind of driven a stake in the ground and going, okay, here's like one of those points that we're going to come back to quite a bit. And I can go back in journals that I have where you can see it like, oh, this has just blown my mind. But I don't want to say I'd never heard it before because I probably did, but then it just connected. It was like, oh, what? I can do this for myself.
Yeah. It's also important, like you said, it's very important for you to study the Bible on your own.
Mm-hmm.
It's also very important for you to have some other really good
sure.
Bible believing folks who look at scripture as one whole scripture, the actual words of God,
right,
and without any error,
right,
and then have those people help you understand too what you're reading.
Mm-hmm.
That if you read it and you pray and you ask the Holy Spirit to help interpret it, and then you go and you find those other people who then reinforce those same things that the Holy Spirit's telling you.
Right.
It makes for a very rich study experience.
Yes. Yeah. And it will change your life.
Right.
And that will forever kind of alter your relationship with God, because then that becomes personal, which is, I think, the intention from the beginning.
Yeah.
That's the relationship.
Right.
Part. Otherwise, it's religion.
Right.
So when you make it personal, you talk to God, you hear from God and from other people and preachers that are preaching the word. Then you see that relationship that, I mean, if you let it get a hold of you, it will change your whole life. Mm. That the creator of the entire universe loves you and wants to talk to you,
mm-hmm.
wants to hear from you, wants to communicate with you.
Mm-hmm.
That is amazing. And I think too much of the time, well, he probably wants to talk to other people. No, he wants to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
And he won't hold anything back from you if you ask him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you ask him to reveal himself to you, he will.
Mm-hmm.
He will honor that request.
Mm-hmm. It's in the word.
Yep. I will also say that if you have a strong belief about something, and I'm only saying this because of the culture we live in right now, if you have a strong belief about something, I would always take that before the Lord.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I have seen way too many people sever friendships, families broken apart, especially in the last several years, over social media, over things that people are very passionate about.
Mm.
But in the way that they communicate, it does not seem as if they have spent time with God. Because here's the thing, and we've talked about this on previous podcasts. I have, my mind has not been changed one bit over somebody yelling and screaming at me. It just hasn't. That's just not the way I work. But if you try, you know, a new something, and I was telling Trisha about something I've tried that's really worked for me the other day, and I was sharing that with her, like, that's what makes me a believer in whatever it is you're talking about, you know?
Oh, yeah, seeing the experience.
Seeing the experience and hearing about that. Mm-hmm. And if we truly spend time with God and lay those things before Him, mm-hmm. He's gonna peel back the layers, because a lot of us just won't be right. I mean, let's just be honest. We just want to be right. We just want the attaboys and the thumbs up and the smiley faces and all that designed to be at the dopamine hit for you and for me. That's what that's all about. How many likes we get, how many hearts we get, how many, you know, all those things, good things. If you base your life on that, you are on a dangerous road, because eventually the likes will go away and the hearts will go away and the comments will stop. And then we got.
Yeah. Well, I'll encourage you, too, to read John 17, because that whole chapter of John is Jesus praying. And in that prayer, He prays specifically for us, that we would be in the world, but not of the world. And when we are living for man's approval, when we are listening to sources that are not pointing us to Christ, we are of the world. So we need to be in the world, not taking ourselves out, so that we can influence our world and those around us, but be saturated with God's word and with the desire to be more and more like Jesus, so that we can effectively function in the world without becoming a part of the world.
Let's talk about how to do that, because that is exactly the thing. If we can have that connection with God in the moments where we're in the world, then we won't be of the world. So how do you do that? I'm posing that question.
I think the answer is what we've already talked about, and that's that we spend time in the Word, we memorize Scripture so that we can replace those negative thoughts, or we have answers at our fingertips. We pray, we ask the Holy Spirit to guide us throughout the day. Pray, just like Jesus did as His example to
so
us.
So I'm gonna play the other side just a little bit here, because I'm thinking about, as we've talked about all the things that you do to be in the world, not of the world. I think when we get tripped up is when God doesn't tell us what we want to hear.
Sure.
That can happen.
Because most of the voices that I have listened to in my life have been voices that tell me what I want to hear. You're okay. You're all right. That's not going to hurt anybody. Nobody ever find out about that.
Interesting.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
All those things.
Yeah. I heard it said this. This is kind of what you're talking about. Truth or lies? Constantly, we have to sift through the thoughts that we have, the experience that we're having. Is it truth or is it lies? Because we know God will give us truth, whether we like it or not. The enemy will fill our head with lies. And so you've got to constantly sift through. Is it truth or is it lies? Is it truth? Is it lies? Then you got to decide what you're going to do with it. But you're right on the money. Sometimes the truth is a lot harder to deal with than the lie.
Oh, absolutely it is. Absolutely. Or we believe it is. It's actually probably not.
Right.
But the lie is more popular. Gets more thumbs up. Gets more hearts.
Yeah.
Love that. You know. But there again, I think that's probably been the slippery slope, at least for me. The times that I've stepped away from what I knew God wanted me to do, it's because there were other voices that I was listening to that were telling me what I wanted to hear, not what I needed to hear.
And what's the source of truth?
God's word.
Always and forever. Always. God is the only source of truth.
Yep.
He says that over and over and over again in His word, is that there is no other truth except Him. And He is never changing. His truth does not change.
And aren't we seeing that in the world today? We've all been experimenting with truth is relative, and what a mess we're in.
And if we listen to truth is relative, then we're going to be really confused.
Yeah. Well, but because everybody has their own truth.
That's right. But if we go to God's truth and we really let him, which God's word is surprisingly relevant for every single time.
Yeah. True.
There's always, anyway, there's always things that are relative in God's word.
Yeah. 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 Here's the thing. I like to ask myself this question a lot of times when I'm studying scripture, because I think it makes me think forward to who I hope to become when God works on me. And it's this: how would life look different if you got back to trusting God's word as your one true authority? How would life look different? Mm. I think that propels me forward into a place of saying, okay, there are things in my life that aren't going like I want them to. But is the reason they're not going like I want them to because I'm forsaking truth? Or would the truth actually make that relationship better or that interaction better?
Mm. Truth also dispels confusion.
So yeah. So true. Yeah. And I stay confused a lot. Yeah. But I think we've got to, as believers, stand on that and not stand on a issue or a topic or a person or a party.
Yeah. Well, and like you said, don't we want to look more like Jesus?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That sanctification process.
Yeah. Is that the goal?
It's a big churchy word. Yeah. We want to look like Jesus. And so if we are, to answer your question, the more we listen to truth, the more we look like Jesus.
Mm. And doing it with verses, memorizing verses, like you said, Kelly, that's huge. Listening to the right music, not allowing yourself, because I listen to one song from the past and I'll go somewhere and it ain't good usually.
Yeah.
But if I listen to music that points me to the right stuff, like I'm thinking about The Truth I'm Standing On, Leanna Crawford, something like that. Yeah. It's like, boom, I'm in a good place.
Yeah. Listen to the Light FM. We'll point you to truth.
Well, and that's the thing. We want to play music and Bible teachers that are going to continually point you back. Yeah. But you have to make that choice.
Yeah.
And I think that's where I want you to land today. If there's something that you feel really passionate about, which there's a lot of people who feel very passionate about a lot of things right now, but to just sit with that before the Lord, I think we've talked about it before, relationship always matters to Jesus. And I'm not telling you that because that's what I want you to believe. I think that can be borne out in Scripture, that Jesus cared about relationships. He hung out with the worst and the best. He used ordinary people like you and me and saved some of the worst sinners. You can't even create stories that bad sometimes, you know? And so I want you to know that we love you. There's no shame or judgment here. But our whole goal in doing this podcast is to keep pointing you back to Jesus. And that's not a way of deflecting the issues. That's a way of pointing you to truth. And if you at any point feel like, well, you're not talking about the issues, no, we're pointing you to the truth. Because that's more important to us here. That's what we stand on. And so, I'm sorry, I felt like I was getting preachy again. So, I think that's where we end up. We want to point you to truth. We want to point you to Jesus. We want you to have an abundant Christian life. And I believe that you can have that right now and look forward to the abundant life that is to come. And if you would like to discuss that or have questions about it, we'd love to answer them. All you got to do is email us, girltalk@thelightfm.org. You can connect on the Public Girl Talk podcast page or the Private Girlfriends page. You can join that. And yes.
And if you don't know Jesus and you want to have a relationship with Jesus so that you know the source of truth that the three of us know, just text us the word Jesus to 1-800-293-1069. We'll send you back some resources that you can use that will help answer questions you might have about Jesus.
Yeah. And then use that email too. Hit us up, girltalk@thelightfm.org. Want to say thank you to our friends at Fox Toyota for their partnership and ministry. Could not do this without your help. Thank you so much. And we'll see you next time we gather around these microphones for the next Girl Talk podcast.